The Craig Folly Show on Deadline Detroit is made possible in part by Lynette's Shrimp House, located in Highland Park. It's Metro Detroit's premier destination, serving juicy fried shrimp, fish, and wings, alongside soul food sides and new additions to the menu, like turkey tacos and desserts. Located at 13548 Woodward in Highland Park, just north of the Davison, Lynette's is open for takeaway noon to 8 Tuesday and Thursday, noon to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, and noon to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Call now. Get some Lynette's. Hey, greetings, everybody. Welcome to the Craig Folly Show on Deadline Detroit. Very glad to have you with me today. And, I don't know exactly when you listen to this. Sometimes you listen a week later, 2 months later. Well, if you happen to be listening on the day that this gets posted, and this is Tuesday, as a matter of fact, well, tomorrow night is the beginning of a really, really cool idea and series of shows that I want you to know about. It's called Detroit's Big Shot Talent Competition. It's going to be taking place on Wednesday nights at Planet Ant in Hamtramck, which is a wonderful, wonderful place if you have not been there. And it is being created and hosted, created by my friend Seth Ressler. He has been, you've known him, he's the host of The Debrief. This is a great arts and culture podcast here in the city of Detroit. He used to sort of support each other on our shows over the years. Seth, welcome back. It's a pleasure to talk to you once again.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for inviting me on the show.
Well, of course. And I thought this was a great idea. You sent this to me a couple of weeks ago, and I've been goofing around in different places out of town, all that kind of stuff. But I thought this was a great, great idea, because one of the things people, you know, have talked a lot about over the course of COVID and the pandemic and the lockdowns that we've been through and the mask requirements is, you know, really missing that connection with live performances. And a lot of these artists have been hit really, really hard. You know, people that do gigs around town and stuff like that, you know, just have not been able to do that. You guys wanted to give these people a platform in a fun way, not just have a series of online shows, but actually get people out and about and give them an opportunity to play again in front of audiences. Talk a little bit about the genesis of the Big Shot Talent Competition.
Yeah. So The Debrief, the podcast that I host that you mentioned, our mission is really to bring Detroit artists and entertainers of different stripes together. We know that there is a place to hang out with other comedians. If you're a comedian or other musicians, if you're a musician or actors, if you're an actor, we love the cross-pollination between those groups. And so that's really what we strive for. We've been hosting these networking nights for these events, for these artists and entertainers to come together. And the next step for us was to do a talent competition. It was always in the back of my mind. You know, I don't watch a lot of reality TV, but the one show that I love is America's Got Talent. And I love the broad cross-section of different types of acts that you see on that show. And so I've always had it in the back of my head, oh, this is something I want to do at some point. And it just seemed like the moment, because so many of these artists and entertainers, like you said, they haven't been able to get out on stage for a long time. And we wanted to give them that opportunity. We're watching so many people switch their careers right now and move into something different because they haven't had the opportunity to do what they were doing before. And we thought it would be a huge cultural loss if that happened to Detroit artists and entertainers. So we wanted to go out there and support these artists and entertainers, give them a chance to perform, and not just perform in front of people, but the guest judges that we have for this competition represent a broad cross-section of different cultural institutions throughout Detroit, whether it's museums, whether it's chefs, whether it's art installations, whether it's just all kinds of things, comedy clubs, you name it. And so it's a chance for these contestants to really be seen.
And, you know, but getting something like this organized is not easy to do. I mean, you know, doing the outreach to make sure that all the different types of performers that you're looking for are reached and know that this is an option, getting it off the ground. Talk a bit about what that took, because this was put together fairly quickly.
Yeah, event production is very, very hard to do.
I stay away from it.
Circumstances. I've done it a number of times before. And the thing about events, when you're producing them, is it's not a matter of if something goes wrong. It's a matter of what's going to go wrong and what you deal with and what you do when that happens. That is only complicated by the COVID-19 pandemic. And of course, when we first conceived of this, you know, we were kind of in that period during the summer where there was a bright spot and we thought, oh, maybe this thing's over and the worst of us is behind us. And of course, it's now looking like that's not the case. So we've had to really try and thread the needle on this. You know, the nice thing is the stakes are fairly low. This is our first year. It's a fun event. I think everybody understands that. Everybody has been very gracious and is donating their time. But we've been trying to get, you know, basically a diversity of acts, both in terms of style and what they do, but also, you know, in terms of ethnicity, in terms of gender, just get something that is broad in terms of the cross-section of the city that it's representing.
Well, what has the response been? Because like I said, I know everybody's itching to perform, and not every place that used to have live music or comedy or anything else, theater, has been really that excited to open up quite yet. So the opportunities that may have been there a year and a half ago just aren't. I mean, there just aren't as many venues out there. So were people excited to hear about this?
Yeah. So, you know, there's a couple of steps that you go through as you do this. The first thing was to book the judges. And it was amazing the outpouring that we had and the response we got from people when we asked them to judge. They were really excited about it. You know, and then we start putting together the prize package. And I'm really proud of the prize package that we've put together. We went to local businesses and said, hey, you know, you want to kick something in to support artists? And they were all about it. A lot of those prizes are actually things that are unique or cool, or whether it's performance slots on the French Porch Festival in Ferndale, or Planet Ants got one, or Green Brain Comics has an event called Brain Candy, and the winner's going to get to perform there. Photo shoot, you know, advice from a contract expert, you know, things that are going to help an artist in their career. And then cool things like Batch Brewing Company in Corktown agreed to name a limited edition beer in honor of the winner.
Nice.
And that's something that you just can't get anywhere else. So it's a lot of cool, exciting things like that. So that response has been great. And now we are getting a lot of entries and looking for even more. You know, people can enter until the end of the month, even though we are kicking off the competition tomorrow. You have until the end of September to enter. And we are looking for anything, whether it's stand-up comedy, whether you're a musician or a singer or a burlesque dancing troupe or a magician or, you know, a sword swallower, you name it, we want to see it.
Well, and talk a bit about the format of the competition itself. I mean, are you modeling this after like America's Got Talent? Is it going to be similar?
Yes, we are. We have a local comedian named Tam White
join us today. It's too bad.
Yeah, couldn't join us today, but she's very, very funny and she's fantastic. She's going to host the 7 events, and the performers are going to get 5 minutes to perform, to do basically whatever they want on stage. We'll see how it goes. We've got 4 judges, different judges for each round, and they can X an act if they want, just like you can on American Idol or America's Got Talent. And so some acts may not get to finish, but after that, the ones that do will be scored by the judges.
A little gong show action here is not a bad thing necessarily.
It's a little gong. I would tell you it's low budget gong show action, but yes, it's gong show.
Well, that show was the definition of low budget. I mean, come on now.
So yeah. And then there's an audience choice winner from each of the rounds. So people can purchase a ticket and vote for their favorite act. And there's going to be ballot boxes in the back of the room. They just stuff it in the ballot. And this being America, the more money you have, the more votes you can purchase. And you can vote for your favorite act as many times as you want. So we're telling all the contestants to either bring lots of poor friends or a couple of rich friends.
Now, you know, one of the things given the era that we're in right now, and the fact that you and I are basically communicating via a StreamYard at this point in time, is there the possibility of this being something that could live online and people could vote if they aren't able to show up in person?
Yeah, right now we're not doing that, but that's something that we're going to look into down the road. I mean, I'm hoping that this is an event that we continue to do year after year. And you know, so right now we're doing it in person. I should mention that there is a proof of vaccination requirement that Planet
Makes sense.
Put in place. And they're asking people to wear masks as well, except when they're performing on stage. So I think our goal is to try and make it as safe an event as possible for everybody. But yeah, I think down the road we could be talking about some sort of online component as well.
Well, yeah. And just to get more people to see it and participate and vote and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, So how many slots are you thinking that you're going to be able to have on any given night of this, on a Wednesday night?
We can do up to 12 slots, depending on the number of entries that we get. So, so we're lining up now, and we'll see how many we have performed tomorrow night and in the coming weeks. I do think it's going to be a word of mouth thing that grows and that we get more contestants as we get more and more rounds under our belt and people start to hear more about it.
Well, it's called Detroit's Big Shot Talent Competition. Of course, it starts tomorrow night. That's Wednesday, the 15th of what are we in September already? Jeez. Yeah. Okay, so that's at Planet Ant in Hamtramck. It's right there on Joseph Campo, if I'm not mistaken. I'm trying to remember the name of the street that it's on.
It's Kniff Street.
Kniff, excuse me.
And newly paved, and you can park on it now.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I drove through there the other day.
It was a mess for a while.
Yes, it was. But, Planet Ant's a great spot right there. I've done a bunch of events there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And again, if people want information about how they can, one, get tickets, two, if they want to compete, where do they need to go?
Yeah, so go to the Debrief website. It is thedebriefdetroit.com and just click on the link that says Big Shot Talent Competition.
All right. In the meantime, though, the show's still going on, the podcast and all that kind of stuff. How have you guys been keeping yourselves busy during the pandemic here?
Yeah, it's been hard. This is started as a podcast about what to go out and do.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking about you guys as this all went down.
And the truth is, we put it on pause for a while when the pandemic first started, because I just didn't want to do a bunch of episodes saying, hey, Bob Seger died and Griffin Claw is making hand sanitizer. And so we took some time off, we retooled, and the podcast now is really aims to be in service of Detroit artists and entertainers. Like I said, we really sat there and thought about our mission and said, we want to bring all the great creative people together in the hopes that there is cross-pollination between, basically artists of different styles. And so that's been our focus.
Well, and FYI, everybody, Bob Seger is still with us.
He is still, yes. That was just an example. It was a hypothetical.
Understood. We just need to clarify that before we get some people going, what? I don't want to see that online in 5 minutes, which would indeed happen if people thought that that was the case. Well, I heard it on Craig's show. Yeah, I'm not responsible for that one, everybody. That's on Seth Ressler.
False alarm.
But like I said, you've had an opportunity to sort of reshape your mission as a result of all this. And I think for me, it's made me really appreciate those opportunities I have had to go out and do things and see live performances and really enjoy it and to take stock of frankly, how much we actually do have to be appreciative of here in the city of Detroit. I'm assuming you had a similar reflection.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I'm one of these radio guys like you, and I have bounced from city to city to city over the course of my career. I came to Detroit about 6 years ago, and this city really does have an amazing arts and culture scene. There's just a lot of really exciting things going on that you don't necessarily see in other cities. We've got a fantastic museum scene. I think a lot of people don't know how strong the stand-up comedy scene is here or the improv comedy scene is here. Obviously, there's a huge music history that you have here. And the restaurant scene has really been coming up over the last several years. And so there is this great cultural scene, and it's one of those things that you just don't appreciate till it's gone.
Well, and it is coming back slowly, yes, but surely. And remember, everybody, vaccines are your ticket to live music. This is something that I've been telling people a long time. I think the Magic Bag had that on their marquee for quite a long time. So, hey, if you want to go to this thing tomorrow night, get vaccinated, bring your proof of vaccination, wear a mask, all that good stuff. It's about being respectful to your fellow people. That's what this is all about. And the sooner we get this stuff behind us, the sooner we can all go to these shows and enjoy them the way that we used to. In the meantime, though, Seth, this is going to be a lot of fun. How much are tickets for this thing?
They're free.
Free.
Free. Come on
that's,
out.
See, that's pretty darn cool. And I have no plans tomorrow night, so I have this strange feeling I may show up.
We'd love to have you there.
Absolutely. We'd love to see you as well. Seth Ressler, again, The Debrief is the podcast. It's really, really good if you're into arts and culture here in the city of Detroit. And it's really, we've got a strong podcast scene here as well in the city.
Yeah, we do.
And it's growing all the time. So if you get tired of listening to me doing news and stuff like that, I highly recommend you check out The Debrief, because it is one of those things that is worth checking out, because I learn stuff from it. I learn about events that I didn't even know I wanted to go to. So that's the cool thing that they do for you each and every week. And now, of course, we have this live performance, Detroit's Big Shot Talent Competition, tomorrow night, Planet Ant, Kniff Street in Hamtramck. easy to get to, and it's going to be every Wednesday. And how many weeks line up at this point?
7 weeks. So the finals are going to be the last Wednesday in October.
All right. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. And I'll tell you what, we will check in every once in a while to see who's moving forward and who is not. And, you know, who surprised you? You up for that?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Very good. Well, Seth Ressler, again, host of The Debrief. Again, Detroit's Big Shot Talent Competition starting tomorrow night. We appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Looking for the latest news and information about our great city of Detroit? Head to DeadlineDetroit.com for one-stop shopping for the most important stories of the day. Deadline Detroit has some of the best journalists in town, providing original reporting, videos, and podcasts that keep you in the know about everything happening in Detroit. Become a member today, and you'll automatically be entered into a drawing for prizes, including gift cards to some of Detroit's best restaurants. Go to DeadlineDetroit.com/membership. And I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you to everybody who has been downloading the show, listening to the show, supporting the show from the beginning. I certainly do appreciate it. We just passed a pretty big milestone for me anyway. We're like 80,000, almost 100,000 downloads at this point of this show. And that's not bad for a local show that doesn't, you know, talk about true crime or talk about celebrity stuff. I talk about news and I try to interview people that I think are going to give you some decent information about the world that you live in here. Never have done it for giant audience size. I mean, yeah, that's always great. But that's not what it's about. What it's about is just making sure that I try to deliver you some decent content and something that you can listen to and appreciate and learn a little bit more about your community. That's what I do this for. This is nothing that's going to make me wealthy, and I've never been in it for that. If I had been, I wouldn't have been in public radio all those years. That's for darn sure. But I'll tell you what, I wouldn't trade those times for anything. Very, very valuable time in my life, and I'm just finding a new way to continue that kind of work, and I certainly hope you appreciate it very much because I love doing it. Anyway, subscribe to this podcast. I always appreciate that. Make sure you rate it wherever you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple, whether it's Spotify, any of that kind of stuff. All these ratings sort of help get the word out. So anybody that's interested in our community, our state, and things that are going on here, this may be of value to them. So help them find it. Because, you know, I'm limited. I do this by myself. I don't have a lot of production help, with the exception of the Friday shows. My friend Michael Lucido over at Deadline Detroit, and of course, Nancy Derringer and Alan Lengel helped me with those. But the rest of it, it's just me. So I like doing it, and it's fun, and I want to keep doing it. So I appreciate everything that you have done for me so far, and your support, your listening, and letting your friends know. All that kind of stuff makes a big difference. So thank you once again. A reminder, Fridays, we do a show that I like to call The Week That Was. Now, I took that name from an old British satirical news show, sort of like a precursor to Weekend Update, something like that, that was done back in the 60s. But, you know, I didn't borrow the full title, but enough of it. Anyway, we like to have fun. We like to make fun of people on the show. We like to come up with schmucks of the week and all that kind of stuff. But in the middle of it, you're actually getting some pretty good analysis about the things that are going on around the community. So if you want to watch that show, there's a couple of ways to do it. Now, on Fridays, I broadcast it live on Facebook, both on my personal Facebook page and on the Craig Folley Show's Facebook page. So you can follow that. And if you're not on my personal page, because I'm at my friend limit, apparently, and I can't add a lot of new people. So if you want to watch it, there are two ways to do it there. It's also available on Deadline Detroit's YouTube page live at 11:30 on Fridays. So it's an hour long, typically, right about there. We have a lot of fun doing it, and hopefully you can join us. Now, if you can't join us live, no big deal. The video gets posted on DeadlineDetroit.com pretty shortly after it gets finished. And, of course, I turn it into a podcast, so you can download the podcast version on Fridays as well, which many of you have been doing, and I appreciate that, again, a whole bunch. This week, I'm not going to be there. I'm headed to the UP. But I will have, of course, guest hosts. Nancy Derringer and Alan Lengel are going to co-host for me. They will also have some special guests with them to break down the week's news. So make sure you check it out, support it, all that good stuff. The content will be just as good whether I'm there or not. You know, I hope so, and I think it will be because I like those two. I think they're smart. Anyway, check it out on Fridays. And one other thing to know about Friday's show. If you want your comments to show up in the live broadcast, there's this weird little thing with StreamYard that we use to do this. Now, if you're on my personal page, you have to click on the StreamYard link to actually comment. But if you watch it on my show's Facebook page, the Craig Folley Show Facebook page, your comments actually go right through. And I'm trying to figure out the difference between the public persona and the private one in terms of what they allow to get posted. So if you want your comments to be seen by those who are on the air and actually show up on the screen and maybe give them some talking points, that kind of stuff, yeah, watch it on the Craig Folly Show's page or on Deadline's YouTube page. Those comments come through as well. So that's the best way to participate in the show live if you want to do it. And I encourage you all to do it. We like the comments that come in. Sometimes they're great. Sometimes they're not so great. Sometimes they're supportive. Sometimes they're not. That's okay. It's all about the dialogue and the debate. That's what we're trying to do. So anyway, join us on Friday. I certainly hope that you can. I'll be back next week with a bunch of stuff that I've got planned already for next week. And, I'll be back next, not this coming Friday, but next Friday for sure, for the week that was. Thanks, everybody. Have a fantastic day. Again, subscribe, share, like, all that good stuff. It makes a huge difference. We'll see you soon.